I will see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number.
What's that great echo?
I don't know. I think the board operator's got something going on over there. Maybe a phone line that's open. Accidentally. For some reason we're getting talk back. Anyway, we're launching into hour number three, and if this doesn't clear up, I'm going to go nuts. 800-259-9231.
The get some music we can play instead.
A little reverb action, right?
Yeah,
sound good on the music. All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Why don't we try a phone call? Maybe that'll help clear it up. Let's go to Chris in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Well, now there's no more echo, but I don't hear Chris. Chris in Florida? Hello, Chris.
Yeah. I'm on a cell phone connection here. It's kind of wobbles in and out. But
you sound fine. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. I want to disagree with you about your labeling of 9/11 conspiracy theorists as being, you know, like, out of touch with reality. Like 4 years ago, somebody would have came up to me and said 9/11 was an inside job. I would have laughed at them.
Mm-hmm.
But I did start doing my research and started looking on the net, and I started weighing and went to Screw Loose Change, all these other websites, looked at all the videos, and basically am on the side of the conspiracy theorist.
And, congratulations.
Now, the one thing that the making me becoming aware of 9/11 being an inside job, the one thing that it exposed to me was the mainstream media and how they cover. It is. I've seen stuff on Fox News, even CNN. I've looked on both those stations where they talk about 9/11, and it is such a cover-up. I mean, even when Rosie O'Donnell went out and started saying something about 9/11 being an inside job, and it woke me up to the mainstream media. And actually, 9/11.
Go ahead.
9/11.
I got a question.
Wakes anybody up to the mainstream media being controlled not by the viewers, but by the corporations that are basically running them.
Now, if you get to create a fantasy world, this is, you know, just the best thing that can possibly happen in your mind, what would it be, you know, centered around 9/11? What would happen? You would educate enough people that finally, what would happen?
Okay, you educate enough people, and enough people know, something will happen.
Just something.
So you don't have a plan then, right? You just want something.
Something will happen. The thing is to spread the word, you know. The first thing is to tell people to quit watching television. Listen, people that watch Fox News want to, they think Arabs are like, you know, they got fangs coming out and they want to suck your blood, okay?
Crazy
killers. That's genocidal. But after you get woken up to, you know, 9/11 and you look how the media is covering up, and you look how it's just like propaganda, just like from the movie V for Vendetta, okay? You don't, anything coming from the TV has no credibility whatsoever. It's all corporate.
That's good, and I'm glad that you got something out of all this. And
yeah, it sounds to me like you've got a pretty mature attitude about it all. I don't agree necessarily with what you believe on 9/11.
I'm not saying there aren't some golden nuggets to be found amongst the conspiracy theory movement. But if you want to prove to people that the media is covering things up, you don't have to sell them on some crazy ideas about 9/11. All you have to do is rewind to Tuesday night's debate with Ron Paul standing up on stage with eight other Republicans, getting 33% in the Fox News poll, and having Sean Hannity get on the air after that and say, oh, it's just the same 10 people voting over and over again, when it's very clear that the system does not allow you to vote more than once. I mean, that's a very concrete, real thing that you can point to, and nobody can deny it. But you don't have to go through this rigmarole of you know, making an argument for what really happened to the planes and what really happened to this and what really happened here and why did they do this and why didn't they do that. I mean, you just have to go on and on and on with the 9/11 thing.
I don't even like talking about the Pentagon. I don't like getting into the main thing. That
right, because you know how you felt when somebody presented it to you. You know exactly why that's so. It's just a waste of time. That's why we point out, go with concrete, real things that are happening today that you can point out to people that they can't possibly deny. There's plenty of ways to prove that the media is inept, that the media is controlled, that the media doesn't give you the whole story. I mean, we just gave you one right at the top of the show with the Osama bin Laden transcript. We actually read real quotes from the transcript, while most media sources will quote the government press release about it. So, again, there's a lot out there to show to people. It's just that this 9/11 thing is so emotionally charged, and the conspiracy crowd, while they do have some facts in their hands, most of it's supposition and speculation. And many of them don't have answers for a lot of the inevitable questions that come up. I mean, there are conspiracy people that believe that, you know, lizard men are behind the plot. I mean, how far do you want to go with
this? That's discrediting. That's totally discrediting. Yeah,
which is why all of it is just a waste of time.
But, well,
think about all the time you spent researching it. What good is it? I mean, what good has it done you? You could have spent that time actually reaching out to people and, you know, spreading the message of freedom and liberty instead of, you know, researching what happened on 9/11/2001, which we just played an audio clip last week or earlier this week from some college students being asked what year 9/11 happened. They didn't even know. I mean, most Americans, they could care less about this.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like history tends to show that a false flag terror does get war started.
That much is definitely true. You are correct. Whether or not this was a false flag event doesn't matter. What matters is the government is getting bigger and bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive every single day.
Exactly.
They're using it. They're using 9/11 as an excuse. I'm sorry.
9/11 totally. Through our constitutional rights.
See, that's where you're wrong, my friend. The constitutional rights were already swirling down the drain by the time 9/11 happened. I suggest if you want to do more research, you should look into the world of the drug war, dude, because that's where...
I know a lot about that.
Okay.
That's all bogus.
Right. See, it didn't all start on 9/11. This has been going on for decades. Thanks for the call, Chris. Hey, we really appreciate hearing from you.
He is right in that the 9/11 did give them an excuse to pass all kinds of, like, the Patriot Act and stuff like that. There's no denying that. But we were already on that track.
Right. And it doesn't matter whether or not it was premeditated on the part of some of the people in government. What matters is what they did. And what they did was make government worse than it is today. Let's continue and more oppressive. Let's continue with a different Chris, this one in Minnesota. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, good evening. I'm sitting and listening to the show tonight over the internet, and all the GCN shows are great, and I appreciate what you guys do there. In regards to the last caller that you were talking with, I kind of disagree with your opinion about 9/11 not being an important thing and that we should move on and forget about it because... Even though the rights were
I didn't
going
say
down
you should forget about it, sir. I just said it's irrelevant to what we're doing today.
I don't understand how something could be irrelevant if our leaders, the people that run our country, were involved in something like this, were our citizens.
That's the part that's irrelevant, is the minutia of arguing over who was behind it.
A great deal of Americans believe that our leaders were involved.
They're not my leaders, by the way. They're people in government.
The United States government, people in the United States government, were involved in the Kennedy assassination. What did that do to solve our problems?
Well, it really hasn't done much because nobody's been held responsible for it.
And they're not going to be held responsible. Who's going to hold them responsible?
And what if they were? What if
are we
going to
have a giant American town meeting where we hang George Bush and Dick Cheney
crimes
against people?
What would that change, even if we did?
I think what it would do is it would be a huge bump for the freedom movement in the fact that they could see that all of the rights that have been taken away falsely. There's a large majority of people out there that think that legislation like the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and the Military Commissions Act are good things for America.
Sure they do.
There's people out there that actually believe that. Well, if we can show them that the people that are passing these laws are doing so and also are involved in murder of American citizens, that maybe that would wake them up to see that these types of legislation are not good for the country.
Well, maybe what you're saying is true, but I think what the fact is that when people start you start talking to people, and I don't know that you talk to people, but I'm just saying when the average 9/11 truther starts talking to people about 9/11 truth, in fact what you get is the same sort of thing as when a Jehovah's Witness comes to the door.
Mm-hmm.
You get somebody who's like, oh my God, yes, whatever you say, please just go away.
Yeah, like a Bushite is going to want to hear anything that you got guys have to say. Confirmation bias will kick in, and they'll completely...
Even if they're a Democrat, all they're going to want to do is solve the problem with a Democrat.
Right.
They're going to solve it.
So you string up Bush and Cheney, and that just clears the way for two more scumbags to take their place. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of topics. Serious issues. Fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best possible equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
As we go back to the phones and back to the fun, let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ron, what's on your mind?
This is Free Chat on the Air. Here's David and Mark. And I'd like to go back to the phones and to the fun. Here's Mark and
that's
Ian.
That's really cute.
New Hampshire. What's on your mind?
You're wanting us to talk now.
We're supposed to respond like we...
We're doing
your
a radio
mind,
show,
guys?
And you're pretending. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, we had a great opportunity to do something really witty there, and... Yeah, like I didn't have anything going.
All right, so anyway, let's talk about somebody who's actually doing something, because we've certainly exhausted our conspiracy points tonight. We've had the conspiracy crowd call in. They've been rebutted, as they always are, and we've made our points, so let's move on and talk about someone who is doing something to make a difference, because that's what is important to us,
right?
People doing something more than calling a talk show. To Dover, New Hampshire, according to the Christian Science Monitor, before her recent leap into presidential politics, Kelly Halderson in bell bottoms and Birkenstocks would have struck most folks as little more than a slightly crunchy soccer mom. She drives a Chevy Suburban, homeschools her three children, and in free moments between her kids' ballet and hockey practice, does Pilates. Then in July, she watched George...
Sounds like a pretty average upper-middle-class gal.
She's wearing a Jolly Roger t-shirt in this picture, and any chick that'll wear a Jolly Roger shirt is cool in my book.
Crossbones?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a skull and cross swords.
That's...
Ha-ha.
Don't you mean Buccaneers? That's what the Buccaneers are.
No, that's,
you don't even
that's a Jolly Roger symbol.
I'm sorry.
That's
skull
not the Buck
and,
symbol.
And crossed
no.
cutlasses are the Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. Took it from the Jolly Roger.
There. Okay, all I'm saying is I'm not sure whether you even know what the Buck symbol looks like.
I used to live in Tampa Bay. Thanks very much.
You lived in a room. You never got out.
Oh, cut it out. Anyway. What's this? So anyway, she in July watched the George Stephanopoulos interview of Texas Congressman Ron Paul, the maverick Republican presidential candidate, and her life changed. Mr. Stephanopoulos asked Ron that during that interview, what's success for you in this campaign? Ron said, well, to win. Stephanopoulos shot back, that's not going to happen. And Paul asked, well, do you know for absolute? Looking a little like a deer in headlights as he groped for a reply, are you willing to bet your every cent in your pocket for that? Yes, said Stephanopoulos, grinning. Recalling the exchange recently, Miss Halderson frowned and shook her head. Ah, she says of Stephanopoulos, on an evening stroll near her home in a former mill town, 20-minute drive northwest of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the arrogance was just seeping from him. Since when did journalists become prophets? And so a political activist was born. Halderson had never so much as sunk a campaign sign on her lawn. Now she was sitting with her kids around a laptop at the kitchen table and plotting a solitary protest march through the summer heat. Her plan? To walk 38 miles in a handmade Ron Paul Revolution t-shirt from her home here to the steps of the state capitol in Concord. The pundits had written Paul off as a footnote to the 2008 race, and she resolved to prove them wrong. She says, this way, someone will listen to me. And listen to him. Despite single-digit poll numbers, Paul is famous for the fervency of his following, a motley group that ranges from gun lovers and tax haters to pacifists and libertarians. But Halderson's story illustrates something more, the alchemy, often as political as it is personal, that can turn an ordinary citizen into a campaign soldier. And it goes on to talk about sort of her history of, how she grew up and all that. She had heard of Paul, the one-time Libertarian Party candidate whose opposition to taxes, government social programs, and the Iraq War in many ways jived with her own. But as the 2008 presidential campaigns rolled into New Hampshire, which holds the nation's first primary, she also came to see him as a fellow traveler, a long shot who'd been dismissed too early, a nonconformist teased by the big boys because he was a little different. After reading transcripts of his speeches on his congressional website, she remembers thinking, there's really somebody out there. Her plan to walk 38 miles to Concord came as a surprise to Paul's local campaign staff. According to Jared Chacon, the campaign's coordinator in New Hampshire, he says, "She just called me and told me what she was going to do." He says he received her news release at the same time the media did. He said, "I called her and said several times and said, 'What can we do for you?' I was willing to follow her in a vehicle, willing to do just about everything to make sure she had what she needed." She said she had it taken care of. This lady appears to be pretty self-sufficient.
It's absolutely true of most Paul supporters, is they get out there and they support Ron Paul in whatever manner they choose to do so.
And they don't ask anything from the campaign.
No, they don't. It doesn't cost the campaign anything, which just goes to show that Ron Paul's campaign's financed far better than anyone will give it credit for, simply because, well, I bought my sign from, was it a gal named Kate?
Yeah.
And she didn't. She just printed them up herself. It says right at the bottom,
paid for by Kate Rick.
Yep, paid for by Kate. And I bought it from her for a couple of bucks, stuck it in my front yard. No big deal. It has nothing to do with Ron Paul. It just says Ron Paul 2008 on it.
Saturday, August 4th, dawned hot. Temperatures would reach the 90s, confirming some of her relatives' worst fears. Halderson is spirited and petite, but she's no athlete. She said, "I just said, 'Do you really think you ought to be doing this?'" recalls her mother, Ann Grenier. Her husband, Jeff, was more blunt. "I thought she was nuts," he said. Kelly stepped onto Route 9, the rural highway running west to Concord, at 5:30 in the morning, with a campaign sign and a backpack of campaign literature and CDs she'd burned with radio interviews of Paul. The walk was fine through lunch, which was mile 15, at Susty's Radical Vegan Restaurant in Northwood. Clusters of Paul supporters on the roadside cheered her on. A news reporter swooped in to check her progress. Paul himself made a surprise call to wish her well. But in the afternoon, as the sun beat down and her toenails began to snap off, she grew weary. Through a miscommunication, her husband was waiting with water in the wrong place. Just as she was ready to sit down in despair on the pavement, she says, she spied three people on the roadside, a trio of Ron Paul supporters, one holding a cold bottle of water. She recalled, "Oh my word, it was like an oasis." She climbed the steps of the state capitol at 9:30 p.m., tired but triumphant. Paul says the Stephanopoulos interview gave the campaign a number of unexpected boosts. He says people got angry. He says apparently they sent in more money after the Stephanopoulos interview. It was just another stimulus. It also lent Kelly Halderson's life a new kind of momentum and a sense of the impact one person can make. News coverage of her walk drew emails from around the country saying, "Kelly's my hero, and thanks for the inspiration." A Texas man posted a photo online of a T-shirt he designed with the inscription, "Paul Halderson, 2008. Her kids have made accommodations with her new calling. Zoe, who's 9, has become a little helper. She wrote Ron Paul in crayon on a scrap of notebook paper, fastened it to a wooden stake with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, and plunged it into her front lawn. But Griffin, 11, is more ambivalent. He likes Ron Paul, he told his mom, but he also told her, "You're too crazy about him." A few days after her walk to Concord, Halderson started her next project, a roadway trash pickup she hoped to take national. She said, "I decided we could help Ron Paul clean up not just Washington, but the whole country," she wrote in the news release, and so she marches on. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free. We've got a wiki, over 1,400 pages, created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. See what I mean by going to wiki.freetalklive.com? That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you or someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone who's new to Liberty. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. That's LibertyRadioUnderground.com. All right, let's talk about the story I mentioned earlier tonight with a paraplegic and the feds. What happens when you mix the two together? Oh, and throw in some marijuana while you're at it. According to StopTheDrugWar.org, Malaga, New Mexico, the federal government is so desperate to undermine New Mexico's new medical marijuana law, they've started harassing handicapped people. Agents with a regional drug task force raided Leonard French's home in southeastern New Mexico this week and seized several marijuana plants. But the wheelchair-bound man said he's certified by the state health department to possess and smoke marijuana for medical reasons. The 44-year-old lost the use of his legs about 20 years ago as a result of a motorcycle crash and now suffers from chronic pain and muscle spasms.
Don't they realize what heels they make themselves look like going after cripples in wheelchairs?
Well, and the article indeed addresses that. It says, normally the DEA would avoid this kind of bad publicity, but since New Mexico's medical marijuana program just started, they're trying to intimidate patients and confuse legislators in other prospective medical marijuana states. Quote,
all the states are prospective medical marijuana states at this point. It's like 13 or 14 states. It's a third of our states.
From the Drug Policy Alliance, a press release jointly issued by the Pecos Valley Drug Task Task Force illustrates the political nature of the raid, reading in part, quote, this is from the Drug Task Force press release, quote, citizens of New Mexico need to be aware that they can still be prosecuted on the federal level, even though New Mexico has a law permitting marijuana for medicinal use.
DEA agents need to be aware that if they keep on prosecuting, keep on going after people for this crap, that they can resume room temperature. I mean, that's the kind of crap that they're going to run up against at some point or another.
You're suggesting people are going to shoot the DEA?
At some point or another.
Would this be the 12th state to legalize medical marijuana?
I think it's
marijuana?
The 13th or 14th.
13th? Yeah, somewhere up there, yeah.
I'm just curious because the number of states that's doing this is growing. So what happens when it's 25? What happens when
it's
40?
The DEA won't care. Until something happens, until some sort of edict comes out at the federal level that stops the DEA from doing these things, they will continue.
I mean, is it going to take all 50 states? If all 50 states do
it, it doesn't matter. The DEA is not concerned about appearances. It's not concerned about what the public thinks about it. It just wants to make a lot of noise and take people's pot.
Don't they need the help of local police to do the raid?
Not entirely,
not particularly.
No.
Okay. I mean, yes, they would prefer probably to have the local police help.
It.
Yeah, they
and
probably
they usually
would.
Get it.
But not in states where it's legal. In Denver, where it was just the city, yeah, they were getting that kind of help. But not in the states where medical marijuana is legal, no. There's people out there that are just going to be angry as heck. This is not only an issue of states' rights, it's an issue of people being able to treat themselves in whatever way they wish. Yeah, the DEA sooner or later is going to run up on somebody who's not in a wheelchair and has more than two limbs working.
I don't think you're right about that, Mark. I think that most people, I mean, you've already seen, this is again in like 12 or 13 states.
Are you telling
states.
Me the DEA agents don't die?
In these raids? No.
They're
going after medical patients, dude. These are people with MS. This guy's got chronic pain. He's in a wheelchair. It's not like he's sitting around his house with a shotgun waiting for the DEA to kick in his door. He thought he was okay. He thought he had permission to smoke marijuana. So, I mean, the idea that the medical patients are going to fight back against the DEA seems a little absurd.
Okay, maybe you're right.
I don't think it's very likely. Anyway, drug warriors keep arguing that medical marijuana laws create conflict between state and federal laws, but all they have to do is stop threatening patients and there'd be no problem. They're creating confusion and then citing that confusion as an argument against state laws that protect patients. Meanwhile, sick people like Leonard French are caught in the crossfire, and countless other patients are afraid to even try the medicine that could help them. Revealingly, Mr. French hasn't yet been charged with a crime. You see, the DEA's tough enough to arrest a wheelchair-bound medical marijuana patient and even boast about its authority to continue doing so. All of that serves their interest in scaring people and creating doubt as more and more states pass laws to protect their citizens from precisely this sort of foul treatment. But they won't actually try to put him in jail, because that would just be hideous. Plus, if they charge him, and that's not just necessarily the case, the other point is, if they did charge him with something, then he'd be able to actually fight back against them. Because right now, all you've got is they just came in and stole his plants.
Mm.
And good luck charging your local police department with theft. And good luck charging the DEA with theft. That's not going to happen. You can't charge a government agency with theft. That's what government does every day. It's called taxes.
So, and that's really what its whole purpose is it's to get people to play ball and... You know, you pretty much have to use force to get people to play ball, and, you know, what they want from you is your money.
The DEA
Your money and your obeisance.
The DEA really has an amazing little situation here. I mean, they're protected from any sort of prosecution by any individual, and they can go into anybody's home or anybody's place of business with their guns loaded and pointing at you, take your marijuana from you, and walk right out.
And they take money, too.
Well, yeah, this guy's a patient, so he didn't really have any cash to take. But yes, in California clinics, they relieve them of all of their marijuana and all of their cash.
And it doesn't stop the clinics from popping up all over the place.
No, it certainly hasn't. But that's what they would like to do. They would like to,
try to scare people, but people want it enough that it doesn't matter.
Also, the real message here, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, for those reading between the lines, is that the feds aren't always going to enforce federal law. And that tells you everything you need to know about the debate over medical marijuana. This is all a big, stupid publicity stunt. And while there are casualties, to be sure, getting arrested and losing your medicine, For instance, the whole conflict with federal law argument is largely a hoax. Regardless, we can't tolerate any federal efforts to scare people out of treating their illnesses with doctor-recommended medicine that's legal in their state. That's obscene, and it's no surprise that presidential candidates are lining up in opposition to it. Well, they're saying they oppose it. Some of the presidential candidates have gone on record and said they would stop the federal raids, but that's just a question being asked of a presidential candidate. It doesn't mean that when they get elected to office that they're going to issue an executive order that same day to make good on their campaign promises. It's just a sort of a theoretical question more than anything else. They don't actually intend to do anything about it, with the exception of Ron Paul, perhaps. But these other guys, the Democrats and maybe the handful of other Republicans that are attempting to appear compassionate on this issue, they're not going to lead the charge. They're not going to actually step into this particular fight.
No, I doubt very seriously they would.
I don't believe them for a moment. On the way, we'll talk about a cop choking a 14-year-old girl. We'll get to that here, but first, let's go to the Gourd Captain in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, the Gourd Captain.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
First, I'd just like to note that I've been dealing with a really nasty monopoly lately.
Which one?
The phone company.
Hmm.
Yeah, trying to set up a wireless router, and of course, they don't know how the modem they supplied to me works. And when they do tell me, it's wrong, and then, you know, then it refuses to work with the wireless router. All
right.
Fun.
Proof, in fact, that they don't know how it works.
But hey, I've got some relatively good news.
Mm-hmm.
Judge strikes down part of Patriot Act.
Yes, we were just told about that a few moments ago. That is good news, but it's not a Supreme Court judge, so it could be appealed and overturned. Now,
you already covered it.
I'm curious. You are trying to set up a wireless router, but you're online right now. So do you have a different internet connection?
It works. It's set up now, but they were a bit of a pain. Like, you know, I actually knew, you know, all right, I need to know how to set up my router, my modem in bridge mode. And they're like, we don't know that.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt to set up those DSL modems, but if you go online and dig around, you can usually find
information. That's what I ended up doing.
Thank goodness for the internet.
People left me with an unfunctional connection for 3 years, so...
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Cop chokes kid. We'll tell you about it on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty?
The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. If you notice, we do have advertising supporting our site. Also, we also have people contributing to our website as well on a voluntary basis. But there is a banner column there, and one of the ways that we sell those banners is we auction them. So you'll see that the second banner from the top.
And this is really essentially the top position, because nobody's ever getting that top position. SACL's got it, and they're going
to
keep it.
Yeah, they're pretty dedicated to sponsoring the show.
They have no intention of letting that go. So this is the top spot you'll ever get a chance to get.
This is a good spot, and it's currently sitting at $36 right now on eBay. You can get to the auction by going to auction.freetalklive.com. You can get the tops, the second slot on our site-wide for an entire month for maybe less than $100. I mean, who knows where this auction is going to end up, but if you don't place a bid, there's no way you'll get it. So head over to auction.freetalklive.com, advertise your business, your product, your service, your favorite political candidate, your whatever you want, virtually anything you want.
Put picture of your kids up there.
We do reserve the right to refuse your site. There was one
right.
guy that wanted to advertise a racist site. No thanks.
No.
But most things we'll let through.
We've never been propositioned on porn, but I don't think we'd do that either.
I don't know.
You do porn?
Yeah. I mean, as long as the ad was tasteful.
Yeah. What are the chances of that? How are you going to get somebody to click on a tasteful porn ad on the internet?
Yeah, you're right. All right, let's talk about this cop. Julia's got the story of a cop that is now being investigated
right,
for choking a kid.
I believe it said Illinois. Members of the Canton Police Department are investigating one of their own. The officer is accused of using brutal force against a minor. He remains on active duty while police investigate. 14-year-old Jerrica Rufkin claims Canton police officer Kelvin Moffitt threatened her and put her in a chokehold when he arrested her near her home on Miller Street Monday night. We want to treat her family right, as well as do justice to the police officer, says the police chief. He apologized to the family, but the family says it's not enough. She was screaming, "Let me go, let me go." And he was like, "I'm not letting you go," says Jeremy Blackman, her older brother. He says he saw everything. He says his little sister was held against a squad car while an angry police officer yelled at her. She was so scared, she urinated on herself in the middle of the street.
Oh, my. What was all this about?
Yeah, what is it about? Because I suppose if you've got a dangerous person on your hands as far as this,
she was attacking the cop with a switchblade or something.
Right, or she had stolen some stuff and he managed to catch her in the street, that kind of thing.
The girl's family members say that she was walking home from a neighborhood convenience store when she decided to take a shortcut through their neighbor's yard. They said... That doesn't make any sense. This is worded weird.
They say?
It doesn't say they, though. Okay, sorry, that confused me. They say that's when a police officer approached her. He said she was suspiciously peeping out from around a house like she was watching for something. The police chief says that suspicious activity is what started the incident. Meanwhile, the 14-year-old is back at home and does not face charges. No, doesn't face charges, but...
What was he arresting her for?
Well, he didn't arrest her for
looking
anything.
Looking suspiciously around the side of a house.
Yes.
I wonder what he does with 14-year-old kids or even younger that are playing tag or hide-and-go-seek.
Right, because then you'd be suspiciously looking for the people that are hunting for you. I don't understand. She was looking around the side of a house. He then started to harass her and at some point decided it would be appropriate to put her in a chokehold?
She probably resisted him. But it doesn't give the details of whether or not she resisted. It doesn't say that she was violent with him or anything like that. And you think that they would include those details if that was in fact the case because they would want to glamorize the police officer?
Sure. Normally the police department comes out with their version of the events and the press usually just parrots that right out. So, yeah.
As far as this article claims, she was just creeping around a house for whatever reason. And I don't know, when I was a teenager, I'm sure that's his allegation, right? And
I mean, it could have been just walking through a neighborhood while black. I'm presuming she's black.
With her name, it's fairly...
Right. So it could have been simply an officer seeing a black person walking through between two houses and decided to investigate. And for some reason, it escalated.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't face charges, but I'm sure she's traumatized for life.
I don't know. Does that seem appropriate to you, choking a little girl who actually didn't do anything? Who didn't attack you?
Putting somebody in a chokehold is the step that you would take if you were in danger and you were trying to protect yourself from a dangerous criminal of some sort.
Does she have a record? I doubt it, right?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, again, they would probably point that out. If this girl had been arrested or had trouble with the law before, they would say, well, you know, we knew who she was, and she's been in trouble, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that's not
coming out. Yeah, it doesn't give any of those details.
And so they're investigating the cop, but he still gets to work while he's being investigated, and we usually find that when these investigations complete, that they find that the cops were acting correctly and that nothing was wrong here. So, you know, that's it and that's all.
The watchers watch themselves, apparently.
Yeah, not too closely, though.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Johnson on the amp line. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a separate issue real quick from something you were talking about earlier in the show about Ron Paul. I'm a little concerned for, you know, our livelihoods.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you were talking about the conspiracy theories and Ron Paul possibly being part of the conspiracy theory crowd. And my concern is that if Ron Paul wins and gets into office, that it would be very, very bad for GCN because a lot of GCN's shows have sort of, you know, perpetuated this sort of thing that Ron Paul is in with their show. You
know, for those that don't know, GCN is the Genesis Communications Network. That is the syndicate that is putting us up on a satellite for radio stations to pick up. Now, what were you saying about GCN shows?
I should have clarified that. Yeah, there's a good deal of shows that, you know, have had Ron Paul on that support Ron Paul, and Ron Paul has come to all these shows and sort of been very, very buddy-buddy with a lot of the shows on the GCN network. And what would happen to the conspiracy theorists if Ron Paul won?
They can go chase down dragons in other countries. They can look for the Canadian, trilateral commission.
Well, no, come on. We've already said that if the president, you know, whatever president comes up, the conspiracy theorists will, make up conspiracies about the new and current president. I mean, that's always what happens.
Are you suggesting that the conspiracy theorists might pull Ron Paul into the theory that?
Of course.
I don't think so.
Of course. they'll lose their minds trying to do so.
Well, you're right, because for the conspiracy to be true, for it to be true that there's this
Ron
all-powerful...
Paul has to be part of the new world order,
well,
all of a sudden.
Either that, or for the conspiracy theory to be true that there's this NWO out there controlling everything, that Ron Paul would have to lose, because otherwise the conspiracy theory isn't all-powerful. They aren't in control of the voting in America. And the fact that Ron Paul would be elected would be the death blow to much of their conspiracy theory.
Right, and that never happens. Conspiracy theorists never really go back on their conspiracy and never say, we were wrong. I guess there isn't a world, new world order. So what I'm saying is that if Ron Paul is involved, then who knows who else is involved. I mean, I can name a bunch of GCN hosts. You know, Alex Jones must be involved, Jeff Renz. You know, who else?
No.
Jack Flood.
Look, these people are they're experts at fabricating this fiction. I'm telling you, they will weave a story that's so complex and so so circuitous that it will just amaze you. But they'll come up with something.
Hold on. I think they're actually way ahead of us here. Because haven't you seen, Johnson, the conspiracy sites outing Alex Jones? Like, there are conspiracies already out there about Alex Jones and the rest of them and Jack Blood and all those guys.
Right, yes, I've definitely seen some of those. And who knows what will happen, if Ron Paul. I'm just saying that, those conspiracy sites already exist. If Ron Paul wins, suddenly those sites are going to get a whole bunch of more credential. Who knows? It scares me a little bit. I hope for the freedom anyway, even if it is going to hurt our business.
You know what I saw recently? Did you see the pictures of Ron Paul giving the hook'em horns? The conspiracy crowd ran with that one. Let me tell you, he gave the Texas team, one of the college teams.
And, it's just a sign that basically stands for rock on.
Yes.
That's what it stands for. Speaking of rocking on, since I ended the dig contest, speaking of which the winner has never contacted me, so again, I want to repeat that I'm Bob, won the contest, and he hasn't contacted me, but that's his prerogative. I also posted it on dig.
Wrap it up.
That if you go to dig.freetalklive.com, the comments are still open. I wanted people to start a conversation there. There's still that contest for the 25 gigs is still on. I want to see people have a conversation about each of our individual shows. Post a few comments. Get involved over there.
That's dig.freetalklive.com. Thanks for the encouragement, Johnson, and appreciate the call. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Be sure you join us then and join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.